Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women
solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Feels like a Christian revival in here. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Katie? You didn't get the jumpsuit memo?
Katie's turned up in her best jumper.
I do consider this quite a fancy jumper, I'll have you know.
Nice. I'm sure you have the most comfortable vagina right now.
My jumper. That is, yeah, I do have a more comfy vagina than you.
You do. So, this jumpsuit was certainly made for a shorter woman, so... Yeah, I mean, if I sort of move a bit like that, it's not crabs. I don't think it's jumpsuit fatigue. But welcome everybody. Are you having a good night?
Nice.
Now, give me a cheer if you listen to the podcast, and give us a cheer if you're new to us. Welcome.
Some of you newbies. Cheered twice. Who are we to believe? Hi.
Well, thank you for being with us. For those of you that know us, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. For those of you who don't, we're going to talk about a serial killer for the next hour. So the doors are locked, aren't they? Good.
Just okay. A bit of comedy.
Who's having a drink tonight?
Yay. Who is it? That's right. Because that's also cool.
Yeah, it is.
We're and a very fact, inclusive podcast.
We need some tips from you. No.
We need them fast.
We don't need them yet. We're going to crash and burn first.
I am presenting this episode, so thank you very much.
This is Hannah George. I'm Taylor Glenn, and this is Katie Wilkins.
Detective Sasshole reporting for duty.
Katie is making for 2021, she is becoming more sassy. Oh, yeah, you'll see a little bit of that, I think, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how we intro the show. Sorry, so sassy, I spoke straight over her. So.
I am being bullied by my six-year-old. I've got a little way to go.
Just so you know, I'm not her six-year-old. That's not. I'm a bit excitable, but that's not what she meant. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Drunk Women Solving Crime. This is where a glass of port meets contempt of court.
Ooh!
It's where a Moscow mule meets objection overruled.
Ooh!
And it's where vermouth meets the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God! It's a true crime podcast with a twist. So weird for the rest of you. but ladies and gentlemen, what we do on this podcast is we have a guest every single week. So please put your hands together for the brilliant Grace Campbell.
Yay! Grace Campbell! Grace! Welcome!
Hey there.
How are you doing?
Brilliant.
Would you like a top up?
Thank you. You guys all right? Cool.
We ask one question on this podcast, and that is, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
It's very that is a very confusing question, because when I first heard that question, I was like, thinking of all the crimes I've committed. And then I really struggled to think about things that have happened to me versus what I've done. But obviously I can't talk about what I've done on this podcast. Because my life's actually pretty cool right now. Okay, so once I had sex. Thank you.
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah, that's a fucking crime in itself. No, I did not come.
That's the other crime.
Yeah, that should be the crime.
You didn't come where?
And what happened, Jeff? It was like... I'm already drunk, okay. It's a Friday night. So I was living in Paris and I met this guy and like we went back to his house and thank God didn't go back to my house. And we had sex, didn't make me come. Then I woke up in the morning and I was like, I need to get out of here. Like his house was jarring me. And he had like no furniture but bare trainers. Like he just had trainers everywhere. But he didn't have like furniture. He obviously spent all his money on like really nice shoes. So I was like really just unsettled by the whole thing. Anyway, so I left and I was like in the Les Banlieues, if you know what that means, if you're from France.
I was in the suburbs.
Yeah,
like in the suburbs. Means the good year.
I was going to say, like, unless you had sex in a swimming pool, that's the only French I know. Like, yeah. Le piscine. Everyone knows that, right?
Le piscine.
Sorry, but trainer
guy. Sex in water is very underrated anyway. Overrated, sorry. So that's a crime in itself.
You're leaving the trainer guy's
house.
So
I was leaving this house, and then I got to the train station, and I realised he'd robbed me.
Wow.
Yeah. He had stolen 50 euros from my purse while I was asleep.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Wow. Don't worry, guys. I'm really cool. Don't worry. I've lived to tell the tale and made a huge stand-up about it. But then I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? And I didn't have his number or anything. And I was at university in Paris at the time. And I was like, not only did I not even get a fucking orgasm out of it, like, if anything, I could have, like, paid 50 euros for, like, a good fuck.
That seems reasonable.
But it was, like, an average fuck. And he got 50 euros.
Yeah, you're 50 euros down with no orgasm.
And I was there on a student loan, so... And then word got out at my university. I was at this university, a weird university in Paris. And the word got out what happened. I like owned it because like that's what when I was at school. Yeah, I got a wart on my nose. Okay, and this is how popular I was at school. I got a wart on my nose. Nobody commented on it. Like no one was like, "Oh, Grace, what's that on your nose?" I was like, "Yeah, and what?"
Were you popular or terrifying?
What's the difference?
That's a good point.
Yeah. But then I called it my Rice Krispie, and then everyone would be like, I want a Rice Krispie. That's how fucking cool I was. So at university, I got robbed by this guy, and I was like, yeah, how sick is this? Like, this happened to me, that's how sick I am. Like, I twisted the whole thing.
Yeah, and then also, hot tip, don't have sex with the trainers guy, because you won't come.
Yeah. Don't really have sex with many men, because you won't come.
What?
Trainers do you think he bought with your money?
Well, with 50 euros, the trainers he had, like, I don't see myself as a huge trainer buff, but I know what expensive trainers are. 50 euros, he would have got that nothing. Wouldn't... A pair of Birkenstocks.
It wouldn't get you much, would it?
No.
No.
So well, that's the crime that I was a victim of.
Do you know what?
I didn't even know I was going to say that, by the way. Like, I was coming on and I was like, I'll talk about getting ghosted. And then that just came into my head. My friend was like, it's quite dark. It's fine.
We do ask on this podcast as well, because we like to give people closure. And we do always ask, What would you say to that guy now? If that guy was in this room, he yep. could be. We don't know. Let's check everyone's trainers. No one on the front row, sorry. No. What would you say to him now for stealing from you after stealing an orgasm as well?
I would just say, voulez-vous coucher avec moi again.
Fair enough. Is that all it takes?
Listen, oh, honey, I just like a dick in my vagina. Who cares if I'm coming?
Grace Campbell, everybody!
Grace Campbell! Oh, well, thank you for sharing
thank
that
you.
With us, Grace. So, I promised you a serial killer, so we're going to segue straight into a...
And that's Grace.
Yeah.
She was known as the wart. She would dazzle her prey with a twitch of her nose. Shall we go to Versailles? I can keep going.
So basically what happens now is I have all the details of a true crime case. These guys know nothing about it.
In general.
Yeah, in general. So I thought because we're in London, we would do a crime from London. So cast your minds back
yeah.
to 1876.
Oh, what a year.
Great summer.
When we meet one of the worst criminals we've ever discussed on this podcast, actually. But this guy is called Dr. Cream.
Dr. Cream? Did he call himself that?
That was his birth.
What was he? He made women come.
He did not. He did not, unfortunately. He would have stolen 50 euros from you.
How many shoes did he have?
But that is his name. That's his official name.
Was he born Dr. Cream?
Well,
or did he have to go to school?
Yeah, he went to school.
Cream school.
Cream medical school.
Or was he just a rapper? Did he just say doctor?
he was a serial killer. He is our serial killer for the evening. So he was born in Glasgow in 1850 and moved to Quebec as a child, and by 1876 was living in London and studying to be a doctor. Now, when he became a doctor, what do you think his thesis was in? I'll give you a clue. Like, it's huge red flags in terms of being a serial killer.
Oh, dismemberment.
Okay.
Wait till I get to page 9.
How many organs can you remove before someone dies?
Okay.
That's close to dismemberment, really.
A little bit.
Grace?
Well, I was just going to say the cream, so like baking or something culinary.
Something culinary. Okay. Guys, I will tell you, it was chloroform.
Mm. Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah, big red flags.
What is that, sorry?
Do you not
chloroform?
No, sorry, I don't know what it is. It's Listen, I went to state school and I do not read, so... What is chloroform?
It's basically a chemical that will make somebody unconscious, so it's sort of like...
Ah. It was you'll see it in films. Drug of its they put time, it on a rag right? and then they hold it over your mouth when they're yeah. kidnapping you.
Yeah.
In the films.
Oh, I thought that was just the rag that made them lose their breath.
Just like a really stinky one.
No, I thought it was just the suffocation. Like,
right, yeah.
Boy, she has a bad lung capacity.
So quickly, is chloroform linked to chlorine?
Actually, I mean, no, we're getting into
chemistry.
Did somebody
say yes?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Dr. Cream's here.
And they don't drink. Same person.
So Cream goes back to Quebec after medical school and gets a local woman, Flora Brooks, pregnant. Now, Cream performs an illegal abortion on her and she nearly dies.
Wait, with her consent, I suppose we don't know.
We don't know. This is the thing. Yeah, this is the problem. But he's got form.
We have a photographer here tonight and I really hope he got me making that face. Like, oh.
However, when her father, Flora's father, finds out about this, what do you think he does? What does this father do? What would a father do in that situation?
Well, in 18...
In 1876.
In Quebec.
Okay.
From the audience, man, we've got...
Are you from Quebec?
Get married. We got moose hunting. Come on.
Any advance?
It's the Canadian way. We pick ourselves up.
Any advance on moose hunting?
Is it? Yeah, I wonder if he sort of shuns her
okay.
rather than being sympathetic to this horrific thing that's happened.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
sort of like, you had
yeah.
sex?
So he casts her out, you think?
Possibly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was big taboo then.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. And what he does is he makes Cream marry his daughter.
Oh,
he does. So well done. That guy gets father,
Mr. Quebec, look at him.
Okay, so we have a forced marriage.
Yeah, but this is the kicker, is that he stands, the father stands at the altar pointing a gun at Cream.
Wow. So
I'm thinking of like
that
maybe...
That is legit what my dad's going to do.
The dad isn't even the serial killer and he's the one pointing the gun at this point.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
But that's where Cream developed whatever's going to come.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See what I did? Thank you. I didn't even know what chloroform was.
This is a proper shotgun wedding.
Hey, come on.
No, but that's literally, yeah.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah. No, is it?
Imagine if it is.
Yeah.
I think that's actually mad.
I think it is.
So they do get married, but within a year, Flora was dead, supposedly of consumption.
Okay. Mm.
What's consumption? Joking.
But Cream.
Well, consumption has another name. What do
TV.
We... Yeah.
I thought it was just eating.
But it's called that because it's like your body consumes itself. You just get sick and small and like...
So I actually didn't
like sloth and seven. Yeah.
Oh. Welcome to your Friday night, guys. But it's also, consumption!
Yeah. But it's also, if you were being poisoned, that's what it would look like too.
But
I'm just putting that out there now.
Yeah, so the suspicion is that he was...
Yeah, exactly. At the time, there was no evidence to prosecute him.
She was consumed by murder.
Yes, exactly. And a year later, Kate Gardner, who was allegedly having an affair with Cream, was found dead behind his office, pregnant and poisoned by chloroform. Again, this sounds like Cream. So Cream claimed that he had been made pregnant by a prominent local businessman, and he tried to blackmail that businessman. Now, the thing about Cream is he doesn't just murder people, he would just go straight into blackmailing them as well, and often, like, really, really cack-handedly. So that didn't work. He fled to the US, where he continued to offer illegal abortions and poison women, specifically sex workers. So there were at least three deaths of sex workers linked to Cream in Chicago, but there was never enough evidence to prosecute him. So when he finally got his comeuppance, when he killed someone else. Now, who do you think was the person? What kind of person was it that he killed that meant he went to court?
Oh, so he finally gets arrested.
A man. the audience saying a man.
Okay.
It's or a posh person.
A police officer?
A police officer.
Hmm.
Politician.
A politician, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all of those.
It's somebody important, which would be a man or a politician or a police officer.
Yeah, do you know what? It was a man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, oh, wow.
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was. It was Daniel Stott, who was the husband of Cream's latest mistress, and he died of strychnine poisoning.
Uh-huh. What's that?
It's just one of the poisons.
It's a very strict poison.
Like Novichok.
It's like it's not messing around.
Yeah, kind of. It has to be consumed, I think, with strychnine, doesn't it? I love, like, also we have quite a lot of nerds that listen to us. Thank you. Like, just strychnine, it needs to be consumed, right? It needs to go in through the stomach. So, basically, Cream supplied him with these pills, which he said were for epilepsy. But they weren't. They were strychnine. So, basically, they put the death down to natural causes. But Cream was, like I say, obsessed with blackmailing. He tried to blackmail the pharmacist who supplied the strychnine.
But hang on. Does this guy know... Does Stott know that... His wife has been a mistress to this doctor.
No.
Oh, okay. See, I thought he was aware of this, and this was part of the suspicion. Then he's like, by the way, could you treat my... That's why I was confused. I was like, why is he going to him for treatment?
No, he doesn't know. He has no idea. So, oh, okay. Like...
Was he actually a legit doctor?
Do you know what? He was.
He was.
Okay. Yeah. He was a doctor, but also a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You really can have it all. Just have to work hard, keep your head down.
No, you get a man who can do both.
Yeah.
So basically, Julia Stott, who was the wife of the murdered man, she planned the murder with Cream because she wanted to get rid of him.
Oh, she's still alive. I am great at paying attention if you listen.
Yeah, she is alive, and they kill off the husband to try and sort of run off happily together.
Oh, so is she in on it?
She's in on it. But what do you think she does?
When the husband's
dies.
Dead.
I'll tell you what she does. She turns the state's evidence. Does anyone know what that means?
So she goes to prosecute the Cream.
something else, genuinely. Can we just... Anything is better.
Yeah, it does make you think, like, don't go into, like, being a doctor if your surname is Cream, like...
But this is just for the American listeners. There's a product called Mr. Clean in the U.S., and I just keep going, Mr. Cream, in my head. Doesn't matter that you didn't get it. They will. It's not just about you. That's what a podcast is.
Basically, it means that she... It means that she avoids jail by jobbing Cream in. So she says, it was this guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So she does that. But do you think Cream actually goes to jail for it at this point? And if so, how long?
Well, it's only a chick's word against his.
Yep.
So that's in his favour. And he's a doctor.
Yep. And he's got a huge moustache.
You should have said that.
He's got a lot of authority. He's just going to go, no, this is just some...
No, he was like, I'm going London. See ya.
He's only going to Dalston with my big moustache.
I'm hip.
Yeah, I'm going to drink out of a jam jar.
Kill people for my penny farthing. So I think he does, because didn't you ask what was his comeuppance? Did we get to his comeuppance
yet? Well, no, but this is his first court scene. This doesn't mean he goes down.
Forced...
His forced wedding has ended.
Look, I went to brunch at 12:45 today. I've been having the beverages since then.
Well, guys, I'm here to tell you, he was sentenced to life imprisonment.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, baby. And that's the last anyone ever heard of Dr. Cream.
What? So a hot slut beat a guy with a moustache? Amazing.
Sassy Katie. Guys, of course, that's not true. We've still got at least half an hour to go. Of course, Cream didn't just disappear.
Oh, good. I was but so he's disappointed in at the justice.
Oh, Taylor.
But did he go prison?
He did go... He did go prison.
Uh-huh. For how long?
For how long? That is a good question, Grace Campbell.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Cream.
So, when he's in prison, he rants and raves about how much he hates women and that he'll have his revenge if he ever gets out.
It's the first incel. Holy
he was
shit.
The original incel.
Wow.
I'm obsessed. Obsessed.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Incels cream get my pants. Educated at the Cream Institute of... bitterness.
Oh, no.
And misogyny.
Well, exactly. I mean, so people like... So he's in prison ranting and raving about how much he hates women. Of course he hates the woman that's put him in prison, but he is like... I mean, he's already killed quite a few women.
Yeah.
So, like, so people put this down to something medical. I mean, I put it down to misogyny, obviously, but...
They put him hating women down to what?
To something medical thing he has.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
because
was?
Men can get away with anything if you're just like, oh, I think he had, like, a cold. But he had something more serious, and we know he had this, but it does not excuse it.
That is so interesting.
But it's something that in 18-whatever they linked to misogyny.
Small dick.
He's got a medical condition that makes him hate women.
Sharing that.
There's nothing to do with the show. That woman just shouts that. She'll just be like, it's actually really sad that you laughed at that because that is a medical condition.
We don't dick shame. Thank you.
So we've got small dick. Anything else can we think of that's medical?
No, they would have said it was like some kind of mental illness to be okay. Like, as an excuse. It's like when men are so trash, they're like, oh, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Okay, so mental illness, but it's something that caused...
Syphilis.
Did he get dropped on his head? He had such a big, like, top hat, like, in all the pictures I've seen of him. I think he'd be fine.
Maybe they said he had an overbearing mother.
Overbearing
and
mother.
Still blame it on women.
Let's blame it on some women. Yes, please. Yeah.
Gay.
I think.
I think syphilis is an interesting guess.
Okay.
That it could have been, like an STI that.
Well, ding, ding,
had
ding, ding, ding.
Impact.
Yes, it was. Congratulations,
oh,
lady.
Nice.
Congratulations to me for listening to you. And that's how I got my university degree.
So, like I say, he doesn't stay in jail for the rest of his life, despite the fact he was sentenced.
What, because he had syphilis?
No, it wasn't that. And I'm going to ask you. I love that. He's got... Let him out. He's
I'm confused. Syphilis. Wait, why was an STD an excuse? I'm so confused. Sorry.
It's only because syphilis, I think it like kind of drives... It can also have problems. It can drive you a bit crazy, I think, syphilis.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Very authoritative there, Taylor. Okay.
Okay. Let it all out, Taylor. Let it all out.
I wasn't even aware that I went into like a Principal Skinner out the window moment. They're like, it does.
Is syphilis still a thing now? Just random curiosity.
Yes, but it's easily treated because it's bacterial.
Ah. And
don't. For the podcast listeners, Taylor has just stared straight ahead again. Okay.
Don't shoot the messenger or something.
It's great that we've gone into STDs.
Yes. What? Do you call them STDs? Because I thought you called them the STIs.
Oh, maybe we do.
Have you Americanized even on your sexually transmitted diseases? Guys, you got to stop. Hold on to your identities. First it's Starburst.
I watch a lot of American TV. Is there a link between syphilis affecting your brain? For real?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Legit.
Okay.
Because yeah. I heard... Okay. 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 It makes sense now.
What did you hear, Grace? Come on.
I heard that like chlamydia is the syphilis of today.
Okay.
Is what I was told. Because like back in the day, yeah, in the Victorian times, like everyone has syphilis. Now everyone has chlamydia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in terms HPV of, yeah. and stuff.
Okay. Does anyone have anything to
raise your hand if you have chlamydia? The next pandemic will be STDs.
Yeah.
This lady is like going, I don't.
There's like
I feel like you do.
Loads of couples.
What's that? Like she works in health. No, we need to make sure we're giving out good things, and maybe the advice is not chlamydia is the syphilis of the 21st century. But
yeah, why are you protest? What is that Shakespeare quote? Me think she doth protest the STD too much.
Chlamydia is not syphilis.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Woo! Okay. You heard it. It's important to point these things out.
We've got good scientists in our audience.
We have. If at any point
and thank
we say
God for that,
if at any point we just seem
because
like four drunk women.
It takes a scientist to know that chlamydia isn't syphilis.
I told you I went to state school. Sorry, and I was a fucking massive slut. So. Thank you. I've had it all, and I'm still here, so, yeah. But wear condoms, though, still. Wear them.
Yeah.
Condoms are super cool.
If we spread nothing else tonight, let's spread safe sex. Yeah.
Because otherwise you become like Dr. Creams.
Those are the two options.
Did he actually have syphilis? Oh, my God, we're still fucking talking about this.
Yeah, no, he did.
Us?
He had... Oh. He had the chlamydia of his day. Sorry. No, he had syphilis. He did have syphilis.
Wink, wink.
Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So basically, yeah, no, Cream gets out. He's in jail for 10 years, so he's there for a decade stewing on cunt
he
is.
Oh, no.
And so, like, how do you think he gets out? How do you think this man gets out of prison?
Because it was a life...
Sorry.
Shawshank.
Okay, we got Shawshank.
Who would the poster be of, like, Queen Victoria? Yeah. Showing some ankle.
I think he offers some free doctor healthcare to someone.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, buddy, I know. how to get rid of your genital warts. Okay.
Yeah, he can barter everybody. He's got skills.
This is quite Shawshank, actually. It's like
he doesn't even need to sell cigarettes. He can just like diagnose everyone.
Yeah, Taylor, and he can misdiagnose.
Yeah. I hope that there's a juicy escape story. That's all I know.
Oh, I am sorry.
No, they just let him out.
It's white male privilege. It's well, what happened?
So cheering, but sad.
Sad cheering. Is that his father dies, leaving him a small fortune, and his brother allegedly bribed the authorities to get Cream out. And 10 years later, he's back on the streets, and that's when he comes to London.
Wait. So his father died and he's in Canada still.
Yeah.
And his brother's in Canada and they're able to...
Yeah, he's in an American jail.
He's in an American jail, but his family, are Canadian.
Yeah.
His family are Canadian.
Yeah.
And they're bribing an American prison to let somebody out because he's got money to spend.
Essentially, and he gets out. And he comes to London. He ends up in Lambeth, which at the time was riddled with poverty, crime, and prostitution. I don't know what it's
syphilis.
Like now.
Yeah.
And now
I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, thanks to him.
So this is where Cream, I don't know any true crime aficionados amongst you, this is where he gets the name the Lambeth Poisoner.
Oh.
Don't know if you've ever heard of
that's him. Mad. I literally met him the other day. That's mad.
Is it a pub now? That'd be such a great pub name.
Yeah,
shall we meet at the Poisoner?
So some people, I mean, let's all say it together, guys. Some people think this guy could have been another serial killer. Who was it?
Jack the Ripper.
Yes, Jack the Ripper. This was the.
Oh wait, people think that they were one person. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. They think the Lambeth Poisoner was also Jack the Ripper.
Oh, wow.
Everyone just wants to
glamorize. I feel like everyone likes to just, like, put it all on Jack.
Yeah. It's true.
It's a bit of a scapegoat situation.
Yeah. It is. But also, they were always trying to juice up their cases, weren't they? By, like, trying to get media attention going, could be Jack the Ripper. Just so that, like, then they
classic,
get more attention.
Classic right-wing media.
Does that line up, though? If he was in prison for 10 years around the late 1800s, how could he be Jack the Ripper?
Well, herein lies the problem.
I'm asking the big question.
Yes. And you've been drinking since breakfast. So that's very impressive.
I ate a lot of food too, so I'm fine.
Jack the Ripper was active between 1888 and 1889.
Active?
Yeah, I don't know why I said active.
He was in movies. That was when he was acting.
Yeah, just on the CrossFit.
His IMDb page.
He had a Fitbit.
He was in the Spice Girls.
But those were the years that Cream was in prison in America. Some people, like some ripperologists, will say that
Oh my God, ripperologist is a thing.
It is a thing.
Sorry, continue.
I think in Australia it's a different thing. Oh, I'm a ripperologist, just having a great time.
Do more. I love it. I love your Australian accent. come on.
Can you see me going? I probably won't. oh, come on. All right. Right. So.
Look at me.
Look at me, please. Look at me. It's over. O-V-A-H, over. The point is. I didn't think we'd be quoting Kath and Kim in the middle of this story. But the point is. That some people claim there was a double of him in prison. Like in America, there's this other mustachioed guy in a top hat ranting about hating
the Monopoly man.
Oh my god,
it all makes sense.
It's Mr. Moneybags. That's why he wants to blackmail people, because he's obsessed with money. Like the blackmail thing, anyway, I will continue.
Do not pass go.
On 13th of October, 1891, Nellie Donworth, a 19-year-old sex worker, accepted a drink from Cream. She was severely ill the next day and died 3 days later from strychnine poisoning. This was in Lambeth, that's right, yeah. So Cream wrote to the coroner offering the name of the murderer in return for a £300,000 reward.
Shut up. At that time in the world, £300,000. Are you joking? You could have bought the whole country. Literally, you could have bought my house that I live in now for £5 then.
But I mean, the thing is, if he was like, he was saying, I'll give you the murderer, but of course he's not going to say, oh, it's me, it's Dr. Cream. So he had to have someone to accuse. So he wrote a letter attempting to blackmail someone whose name pretty much everyone in this room will have heard of.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So Simon Cowell? Or who do you guys like?
Well, I didn't hit...
Harry Styles.
He wasn't born yet.
Do you know, I kind of still like him.
Tommy Shelby.
We've all heard his name.
Oh my God, Prince Philip is like, could be. You've all heard his name, and I'll give you a hint. He ran a market stall. So one of those guys that was a... okay, we've got Marks
he
and
ran
Spence.
A market store.
Marks and Spencer.
Wait, was he actually a thing? Is it a real person?
I think Marks Arthur and Conan Spencer Doyle. Are two people, right?
Selfridges.
Mr. Selfridge.
Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar.
He ran a stall. What kind of stall?
He ran, okay, I'll give you an extra clue, a book stall.
Oh,
Shakespeare.
Oh, W.H. Smith.
W.H. Smith.
Yes.
Oh.
William Henry Smith. Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
Hey, guess what?
Wilhelm... Yes?
I read a thing that Hermione? The real Shakespeare, when he died, there were no books in his house. And maybe he wasn't the real Shakespeare. Maybe it was a writing team. Anyway, continue.
Sassy.
So it was actually W.F.D. Smith, who was the owner of W.H. Smith, and his dad's...
Oh, it has a better ring, W.F.D.
W.F.D.
W.D. 40, W.H. Smith. Yeah, that works better.
W.K.D. Smith.
He's enough.
Books of the 90s.
So, yeah, about a week later... So this doesn't work. This doesn't
Wait, sorry, he said it was W.H. Smith
yeah,
who did
but
the
it
murder.
Wasn't.
Shut up.
He tried to blackmail
he
him.
He tried to say it was him.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No drama, right?
Man.
Yeah. Why him?
As
why
if, like, such a small world.
But also, W.H. Smith is a market still, though, right?
Like, that's so random. It had to be him, like, of anyone. Like, and he's still got shops today. That's crazy. Sorry, that spun my mind a lot. That has really spun my mind.
So, about a week later, Cream killed another woman by poisoning, and this time he sent a letter blackmailing a prominent physician called Dr.
Wait, so what happened with that, though?
Well, it didn't... essentially, it didn't work. I mean,
But he's not in trouble. It just didn't work.
No, Cream's not in trouble. He sends these letters. He sends letters to the police.
And just no one responds.
No, yeah, and people are kind of, like, not interested. And also, I think if you're blackmailing someone, I think if the person goes, well, fuck you, then, like, it doesn't work. I don't know a lot about blackmail.
Okay. He's got no leverage.
Yeah, so far, no one is going for these fucking crazy letters this guy is sending.
Okay, cool.
But what paper are you writing them on? Asks the W.H. Smith man. It was a paper jacket.
Was W.H. Smith storing like heat and stuff at that time?
Yeah. What a heat magazine!
Like, as in, like, was W.H. Smith, were they selling the tabloids? I don't know.
I think it was books. I think at the time.
On a market.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why he chose this guy. It's kind of, it's his sort of decisions
it's
are so
odd. It's
because
he knew he was going to be massive. It's like me and Dua Lipa. I literally was not nice to her at school. That was a crime. It was a crime.
Yeah, so basically he starts blackmailing a prominent physician called Dr. William Broadbent. No relation, I did check. Accusing him of the murder and demanding cash. Now, what do you think Broadbent does with this letter? We don't know what W.F.D. Smith did, but what do you... Broadbent does something with the letter.
Oh.
Paper aeroplane, very nice.
Nice.
He's, you know what? Broadbent's a bit of fun. That's how he delivers your test results.
I my guess is he takes it to the police to say, hey, look, someone's trying to blackmail me.
Okay, police.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be great if they had been making paper aeroplanes like way before they invented aeroplanes? and the Wright brothers were just like, holy shit. If it isn't paper. What was the question, Hannah?
Yeah, what would you call it?
What does he do with the letter? Yeah. He wishes.
Burns it. We got burns it.
They had hot air balloons. Sorry, that doesn't help.
That's actually Katie's safe word, so we've got to get her out of here. I say hot air balloons.
That means I need a wee.
Grace, what do you think Dr. Broadbent does with this letter?
I don't know. I was going to say he rolled a spliff, but
okay.
He's a doctor.
And then that's how we know about it, because they found drugs on the letter.
No, obviously it's going to be something like he did something to make this story twist.
I guess, does you know, he just
he
give ca- it to
he
the
causes a twist.
Do you know what?
He gives it to the authorities.
He goes up to a lawyer.
He goes straight to Scotland Yard and he says, look, you know, I've got this letter and I think it's from the Lambeth poisoner. But in the time it sort of takes the police to find Cream, they...
Does he sign it Dr. Cream?
No, Katie! I know he's bad at blackmail.
All right. Oh, he signs it the Lambeth poisoner.
Look, some of my questions are to help other people join the dots.
She's they're doing not, it for me. I don't know what's going on.
Hooray, yay! Loads of our audience don't know what's going on. We're doing really well.
So basically,
I always like to think of the audience members here, and I'm sure there's a couple dozen or so who have never heard the podcast, and they saw the poster, and they're like, "That looks like a fun murder mystery." Like you just expected something like highbrow and well thought through. And they're just elbowing, like, "What the fuck
they
is this?"
They didn't expect anything highbrow.
People listen to this?
How
on
dare
purpose?
You? So basically,
and talk to me after the show because I want to hear, you know, where you're from and what you do and stuff.
Thanks.
So you, audience member just said you're doing really well.
Which makes me think we're
listeners.
And I think that's what people say when it's going real bad.
No, it
you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Imagine.
Look, have you not even seen that episode of Bluey where the mom is like really sad?
Also, I should point out, I recognised the voice. I know who that was. So thank you very much.
I was just thinking, like, never say that in bed. Like, you're doing really well.
No, literally, the worst thing you can ever say is when someone's going down on you. I learned this, like, a few weeks ago. And I just, like, patted his head and I was like, bless you.
Okay, yeah, it's not sexy.
No, but it was cute that he was trying. It was so cute. I was like, bless you. Oh, my God. Annette. Yeah.
And he was a priest, so it just kind of worked.
And he has hay fever. So.
Oh, my God. You know, sometimes that gets things going.
So a lot of women have been killed, and basically, okay, let's go back to the letters that everybody seems so confused about.
Scotland Yard.
Yeah, Scotland Yard have got the letters. They've got a few of the letters that Cream has been. What do you think it is about these letters that gives him away? It's not his signature, sorry.
Does he have terrible handwriting?
Handwriting? Okay, terrible handwriting.
Well, he's a doctor and they all
do, so.
It would
be funny if it was his signature.
And if it was his signature.
He just forgot. I said, oh shit, I posted that one.
Was he just spelling his name backwards? Like, make.
Did they have fingerprints?
I can't fingerprints?
What year the fingerprints came in? Oh, can you remember what year they came in?
Yeah, I did a case
19,
about that.
I know you did. Was it
19
something?
I don't remember the
something?
Exact year, but it's not. Just shut up.
Grace, can you think about anything about these letters that would give
that
him away?
That gives it away.
So what were the letters?
Does he have his...
Okay, we're going to crack on. So...
Does he have his address? Is it like he has his own stationery and he forgets?
Yeah, right. He was...
Was there just a little bit of cream? On the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of a wax seal. It's not working.
He was accusing people of murders, but the thing is that at the time the deaths weren't actually being recorded as murders.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you see what I mean.
He who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Exactly. So he was like...
First rule of murdering, guys.
So Cream starts to become even more unstuck when he meets a policeman from New York who was visiting London. The policeman had heard of the Lambeth poisoner. Everyone had heard of him. And he mentioned him to Cream. And like, so what do you think Cream did in that moment? It becomes his undoing.
Ooh.
He details everything.
He's a cool guy.
He's like Team Poisoner.
Any advance?
I think he knows stuff that reveals he knows more than he should.
Okay.
She was asking for
it. We've got an insane in the audience. Bloody hell.
Vibe kill.
He shows his misogyny.
From the people who brought you a small penis. It's the same person.
Can I just say, like, maybe he just got a bit drunk and said a bit too much.
Okay.
Devil's advocate, you know. I'm joking, okay. I hate that phrase.
Do you know what? I don't know whether he was drunk, but he basically said, I'll just tour you around where all the victims lived. Why don't I do that?
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, so obviously this American guy went to the Scotland Yard, yeah. And just basically said, well, this guy has just told me everything about all those murders. And so Cream is arrested. He went to court accused of the murders of Matilda Clover, Nellie Donworth, Alice Marsh and Emma Shrivel, and the attempted murder of Lou Harvey. He was found guilty. How long do you think the jury debated for?
Half an hour?
I love the heckles that we get. It's so great.
4 weeks?
16 minutes.
higher!
lower.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
Grace is right.
Higher or lower, Grace?
I don't know anything about crime stuff.
All you have to say is a number, though.
How juries regularly... It's either going to be like 2 minutes or like 4 weeks.
2 minutes or 4 weeks. Guys, it was 12 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said 5 minutes, but I nearly said 12 minutes.
Sass.
So he was sentenced to death. He was hung. Any ideas on what his last...
But he was also hanged.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Don't applaud that.
Hannah, what century was this?
So any ideas what his last words might have been? And obviously it's a horrible case, but I mean, I found these last words kind of funny.
Cream me?
Okay, you guys.
I'm trying to get a tag going. I still hate women.
Come back to me.
Come back to Grace.
Oh. So,
I mean, maybe it was that.
Oh,
not this.
Bless you.
I have a small dick.
Okay. I have a small dick.
Didn't you hear he was hung? Keep up. Did he start to say something and then... how was he executed, sorry?
He was hanged.
Oh, he was hanged.
Was he just like, it wasn't me?
You made a joke about this already.
I know. It's great. I'm amazing. I'm such a legend in my own time. Did he go to say something, but then, like, he got choked in the middle? So he was like, I just want to say...
Do you know what?
It was so good.
Do you know what? I would say Taylor is the closest, because apparently he went... I am Jack the...
Oh, that is so apparently. I'm not even having that on Jack's name. That is so apparently.
We don't know. Jack the what? Jack the lad?
Yeah. He could have been Jumping Jack.
Jack the knife?
No, do you remember the other Jack? The Jumping Jack.
Jumping Jack as well.
What's he called?
Jack.
Springfield Jack, thank you.
Do you know what? Apparently
not Springfield.
It could have been that Jack, sorry.
It could have been that Jack. Also, like, people have looked into this, of course, because they're kind of like...
It doesn't tally, unless he had a double in prison.
I love that he tried to do a deathbed confession, or whatever, like a death hang
confession.
And they just cut him.
Yeah, I just don't believe Jack would have actually done that. That's why I don't buy it.
Like, Grace is not having this on Jack.
No,
for sure.
Guys, well, of course, Jack the Ripper was never caught, but this guy was caught. So this is the end of our story.
Thank goodness.
Here's the fact that Dr. Cream was caught. Cheers.
Yay. Yay.
Hooray.
Now, before we end the show, ladies and gentlemen...
Here's to slow, painful justice.
Has anyone in the audience got a crime they'd like to come up on stage? This woman has stood up. Come on.
Oh,
come on down.
Come on
down. No one has ever put up both arms.
I, I think you're about to.
I got one.
You've been handed a mic.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
If you stand over there.
What's your name?
I'm Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'm a short time listener, but I've been obsessed with you guys ever since I started listening.
Oh, thank you for listening.
I love your.
Sorry, no, I was just up to now. We've just been calling her the plant, so this is great.
No, thank you. That's
not a plant, I promise.
So basically, I work in a very boring office, but I've had my lunch stolen.
Motherfucker.
So the situation is, I had a tuna sandwich wrapped in tin foil.
Taboo.
You don't like tuna sandwiches?
There's a huge stigma around that, Rebecca.
This was about a while ago.
I'm a fan of tuna sandwiches.
Oh, really?
In public.
Yes. God, you're such a mean girl.
Do you know what's mean? Having a tuna sandwich in public.
Wow.
So, I think...
Sorry, it's not on you, it's on tuna.
What about in a lunchroom when people are having lunch?
Rebecca!
Yeah, it's a hate crime.
She's blaming the victim and don't let her.
Do you know what? I feel like the tuna might be part of it.
She used to have a wart on her nose. No, she's got stuff on.
I did not have a wart on my nose. Don't you wish you did, girl.
Don't you wish you did.
Anyway, my tuna sandwich was wrapped in tinfoil.
Yes.
And then left in like a clip-lock box. You know, Tupperware kind of situation. Yep. So at lunch, I went to go and eat my sandwich. So the Tupperware box was there and the tin foil was there, but not the sandwich.
No.
So where is my sandwich?
Wow. I'm going to just bring God into this and say that he was just opposed to your decision.
So you're saying divine retribution.
To leave the tinfoil, I mean, that is really passive-aggressive.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Because if I stole a tuna sandwich, and I don't mind saying grace, and I'm sorry, because it's okay that we disagree, I would. Yeah,
for sure.
I love tuna sandwiches.
Yeah. I think they're great in your house.
A tuna sandwich in your house.
Do what you want in your
don't
house.
Put
I promise you, it didn't smell. It did not smell. Have you got COVID?
It's get not, out.
No.
This was pre-COVID.
You take the Tupperware, so it's like, oh, it just disappeared. So if they you don't leave it.
If they left the Tupperware, I would, like, understand. But they left the tin foil.
The tin foil's in there.
But that also means they ate it there and then.
Vegan. Do you
think a
militant vegan? Do you have any enemies at work?
Yes. Has anything like this happened at any other time?
My other half works with me.
Oh!
It's always look at the partner.
Oh, yeah. Also, can we just abolish the phrase other half? Thank you. Sorry, the guy that I fuck. Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like you solved this in the first sentence, which was, I work in a boring office.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've listened to other listener crimes. I just thought that this might be an interesting one.
No, it is. No. I'm saying.
It's a great one.
No, the crime is great. Please don't. Don't apologize for your crime.
Yeah.
Don't diminish your victimhood.
It's not a big crime, but I feel like the situation is a little bit odd.
It's a theft.
It is theft.
It's odd. It's good.
Yeah. But also, they're laughing at you by leaving the tinfoil.
Yeah,
like, they are literally being like, ha ha ha.
That's a statement.
Does your partner like tuna?
Oh my God, it's his favourite order from Subway.
There you go. Oh, mate, I'm sorry Wait, what was your partner's lunch that day? Did he make his own? Did he forget?
He tends to buy lunch while he's out.
Right.
Uh-huh. This is going to end up on him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it is the partner.
He left you the foil.
No, you know what it always is.
All this time.
Do you live together?
Did you ask him?
Yeah. Does he make you tidy up a lot? Like, would he maybe... Like, does he leave wrappers around and you're like, stop? Well, there you go.
Oh my God, it's Dr. Cream.
We've solved a listener crime and ruined a relationship. So I'm sorry.
But here, this is for you, for coming up and sharing, Rebecca. Thanks, Rebecca.
And don't share it with your partner because he owes you a sandwich.
He's actually abroad at the moment. He doesn't even know I'm here.
He's abroad, doesn't know she's here. Just putting that in for the podcast listeners. Thank you so much. Give her a big hand.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just got enough time to say, Grace, tell us what you're up to. What are you doing? What do you want to do?
My name is Grace Campbell. So I wrote a book. Huh? I did. Were we at uni together? Oh, in the France one. Were we there at the same time?
Should we leave?
Yeah, that's where I was. That is where
you
I was.
You can do this later. What's your book called?
My book is called Amazing Disgrace, and it's Yay. Really good. Yeah, it's really good. And then you should come and see me do stand-up. I do a show at the Bush Hall every month. Thank you.
Cool. And Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much thank for being with us. Thank you. Grace Campbell.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
At Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening.